from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome in. It's a Way Back Wednesday. That means you pick the music at 913-586-7610. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Mac Morey, our brand new producer, gets his first crack at a Way Back Wednesday. So you're be texting him your musical request today, and some of you already have, on the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. Please include your name so that Mac can announce it to the world.
Yeah, and this request was from Terry in Green Bay.
There you go, Terry. I told you Terry would be the first one in today,
he
right?
Said that.
Yeah.
Terry
right.
Or Derek?
Terry. Derek is up there as well.
Okay. Yeah, Derek, yeah.
Not sure if anybody ever went to the New Kids on the Block concert with Derek last night, because he sends me a message. He goes, who was the guy in the text line that wanted to go? I'm like, hell if I know. That was like 12 hours ago, bro.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, I mean,
there was somebody that adamantly wanted to go with him, so
yeah.
I hope they did.
Hope they hooked up last night.
But Terry requested the music to start the show today.
Who is it? What's the song there, Mac? What did
this
he request?
Is, The Spirit of Radio by Rush.
All right. Very good. Limbaugh's singing now, huh?
I thought we lost
him. Yes. The law. Talent on loan from God.
Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. The number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com.
I used to get great Rush stories from George back in the day, man. Like, those two guys were boys, because, you know, Rush was like the bat boy when George was playing for the Royals or worked in the front office or whatever the hell the story it was that Rush Limbaugh did for the Royals for 2 years, and him and George formed this great relationship. George goes on to be a Hall of Fame baseball player, and Rush Limbaugh goes on to probably be the most influential radio personality in the history of the world. All happening right here in little Kansas City. And now we got Taylor Swift and a Hallmark movie and a third base coach that the fans want fired. And oh my goodness, what a really like night, Josh. Since we left the airwaves, it's been wild in Kansas City.
I tuned in to Vern's postgame show midstream.
Oh, that's never good.
And out of context, and I don't know, Vern's threatening to punch people in the face. I don't know what was going on last night.
You think you can't get bit? Think you can run your mouth and not have to answer for it because, they're millionaires, they're professionals. No, they're a grown man, too. Now, way too many people nowadays walking around that need to be punched in the face. And maybe the person that started it needs to get punched in the face. And then the rest of them, you know, we got a lot of sheep in this country. So, yeah. Just kind of start piling on.
I was like, what is going on?
Hey, I I don't care what the hell he was talking about. I'm in on that. I 100%. There are a lot of people that need to be punched in the noggin.
I texted Vern. I said, context? Like, I just got in the car and flipped this on. What's going on here? And I don't know. Something, I think it was people heckling Vance Wilson.
Yeah.
It's, at third base because, you know, they screwed up base running last night and cost him maybe a run or two. And ultimately, in a one-run game, everything matters.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're messing with Vance Wilson. Are
no,
you?
Are you that mad? You're that mad you want to fight Vance Wilson on the field? I mean, that's what it's boiling down to right now in a 2-1 loss where, you know, obviously the bats aren't doing well. The bullpen hasn't been doing well. So you need to start to look about what you want to acquire from both sides of those things. But now we're getting upset with the third base coach for kind of a base running blunder. He held Michael Garcia. Garcia ran through the stop sign and they had had the ball there and got him out. I mean, it just happens. It's not that I don't know. I can't take day-to-day baseball like I do football, man. I just can't. I'm not going to get into that mindset, and I never will. It's freaking day-to-day baseball. It happens. You move on. You got another game at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Go win that game. Take 2 out of 3 from the Marlins. You win the series, and everything is copacetic, and everything is good.
When that play happened last night, I nearly tweeted because I caught the first part of the game, then I was heading out, and yep. I was coming back. And I nearly tweeted out, I wonder if should Wilson have sent Garcia becomes the new Gershely Gordon.
Little did you know.
And I didn't send it out. And then then I get in the car a little bit later and Vern's punching people in the face.
There you go. I like it.
And I'm like, what in the world is going on in a one-run game that got people all mad?
Well, people are bent this morning about that game because, number one, it's to the Marlins. Number two, the bullpen kind of blew it. Number three, Vinny looked like he had 6 left feet at first base. Garcia playing second base with a bad throw. Will Smith corking one down the line. Like, it really had everything you could imagine, and it was only a 2-1 loss, and what gets lost in all of this is how great Seth Lugo pitched last night. I mean, he was
terrific.
Fantastic again, and he didn't get a decision last night because, obviously, the Royals ended up losing the game. But right now, Seth Lugo has the highest career winning percentage in a single season in Royals history. I mean, it's incredible how good Seth Lugo has been pitching for this ball club. So you hate to see, you know, that wasted effort last night. We always say that when a starter goes bad, we go, oh, they wasted the effort last night. Or when a starter is bad and they come back and win, nobody ever says, oh, they bailed the starter out last night. It's always like, oh, we wasted that effort, you know, from the starter last night. And did they? Yeah, I guess. But, you know, it goes back to where this ball club is. It's a ball club right now that is still learning how to win. And I feel like I'm, you know, like a broken record over and over again with this, you know, but I mean, the fans seemingly every single night are living and dying on every pitch. And that, quite frankly, is just not healthy the course of a baseball season. It's not. I mean, you got to take a deep breath every once in a while. That's a baseball game and walk away and say, okay, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But once this team goes through these struggles and has these hiccups and hits these bumps in the road, that's how you learn, Josh. You know, with anything in life, you don't really learn from your successes, right? You learn from your failures and how you respond to failure. And that's what baseball's all about. How many times have we heard it's a game of failure, right? A Hall of Famer fails 70% of the time and is considered the best at what they do. Imagine any other line of work where 70% of the time you are an abject failure and you are looked at as the best at what you do for a profession, right? That's how you have to factor it in. Yeah, man, especially sales, right?
Probably sales. Then maybe 1 out of 3. Too good.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe it is. I don't know. But you know, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, you fail 70% of the time, and that's looked at as being the best that has ever lived. And so that's where we are right now with this club. They're hitting bumps in the road. They're learning how to win. They're making mistakes. LeCue's trying some different things. They have a second baseman who has a bad back, but they want his bat in the lineup, so they're moving some guys around. And
bad batch?
Bad batch.
Batch.
Yeah, he has a bad batch.
Ooh, that's never good.
You don't want to get a bad batch or anything like that. Not good, right?
Bad batch.
But I said bad.
Sorry, I misheard that.
So you're mixing and matching. You're trying to figure things out. And these guys got to find a way to start hitting. But as I was telling you right before the show started, the Yankees had the bases loaded with no outs in the first inning last night and didn't score a run. So I don't know what lineup right now in Major League Baseball from 1 to 9 – has enough legit guys in it. That's why when I hear expansion talk in Major League Baseball, I'm like, we can't even field five starting pitchers on most teams and a 1-9 on pretty much any team right now in Major League Baseball. So everybody has their warts. Everybody has their problems. It's all a work in progress. And again, remember, this is a young team that wasn't supposed to be in contention, that is, and is now learning their way. And I love the fact that they're taking these lumps because they're going to learn from them and respond and figure out a way to get it done. And if they don't, they'll be shipped out.
Fire the hitting coach. Fire Vance Wilson. Hang in there, Vern. If Vance Wilson needs a safe house, I have an extra nice cabin on a property here in the Ozarks. He just needs to bring a fishing rod. That from Raj earlier in the night last night or late in the night last night during the post game show. So yeah. I don't know what was going on. People were trying to help or people were trying to harm. I'm not sure exactly.
Did you consider a threat for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
Check, I'm a damn fool.
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
And then apparently there was a thanks coach as part of the post game last night. Caller Brian.
Oh yes, this is a doozy.
Was helping first base. Is that what he's?
Go to Brian in Kansas City. Brian, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, out of the ball game tonight. Positive crowd. Lousy that we just scored one run, but we still had that game won. But Benny, for the second time in the last 2 weeks, had the wrong foot on first base on that Garcia throw in the seventh inning. He's a left-handed first baseman. That means he always has to have his left foot on the base. Tonight, he had his right foot on the base and missed a throw that would have been easy to catch if he had his left foot on the base. A couple weeks ago, he did the same thing. And the proof tonight was at the eighth inning when Garcia made another throw to him from about the same position. Somebody in the dugout must have talked to him because he had his left foot on the base at that point.
Listen, Brian, if you know this, Vinny knows it. I mean, you don't know more about baseball than the coaching staff. And, you know, this guy's out here. Thanks for the phone call. Turn your radio down next time you call up.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate that. No follow-ups for caller Brian on that one.
This is how it was going last night, huh?
Right. This is how it was going. There was also a text that said, Vern, that guy beat me to the punch. I was going to call and say the same thing about Vinny. And I'll play coach here for a second, Josh, if you want me to. I played first base back in my day.
C-ball, hip-ball, too.
Yeah, C-ball, hip-ball, not real hard to do that. But Vinny, you know, was all twisted up last night. But the throw didn't help either. The Michael Garcia made a nice play in the hole. Collect yourself, get a good throw.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
put your first baseman in a better position than what he did. And look, I'm not defending Vinny on that. He's got to be better at first base. I'm looking to upgrade first base as much as any position
Coach,
out there right now.
We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
You got Vladimir Guerrero who wants to be traded. So, I mean, you know, Pete Alonso wants to be traded. Those are two good first basemen out there you could go acquire. You've got to get better both from a bat and a field standpoint at first base. But that's the beauty of this season. Vinny's got the opportunity to go out there and work on those things. And if Vinny is as good a baseball player as everybody wants to believe in the organization, then he's going to go back and look at the tape at that and realize, yeah, I was all kind of discombobulated over there at first base. I've got to do a better job of trying to help my guy who had a bad throw. He's got to do a better job. Like, everybody's got to do a better job together, right? Got to do a better job. And the old Andy Reid line, right? You got to do a better job. And so everybody has to do a better job. And did Vinny look like he was, playing a different game than we're used to at first base last night? Yeah, you bet he did last night. He's got to figure out a way to make that play. That's why you need a Gold Glover over there at first base. But we've been so spoiled with Eric Hosmer over the years playing that position, right? You get used to somebody being that good over there, sometimes you're going to have these mistakes. But I think that mistake made by Vinny was made because Garcia had a wide throw and he was just trying to find a way to get to that ball and to get an out last night. So look, everybody on this roster's got an area to improve. The GM's got to improve. The manager's got to improve. The hitting coach, everybody. And they all know that. And that's the beauty of this thing right now. You're still above 500. You're still in the playoff mix. You make mistakes. You rebound from those mistakes. It's not the end of the world, man.
Day game today.
Oh, boy. After a night game?
That's right. Vern at noon. Hopefully be all fired up. And a 1:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals and Marlins. Another stadium deal gets done. And will it take two to tango?
Maybe.
We'll discuss next.
Ah, that's a banger from Debbie Gibson, baby.
913-586-7610 on the way back Wednesday. We take your request. Please include your name so that you may be given the credit.
I got Max dancing back there. Who requested Deborah Gibson today?
That is that's your man, Detroit Derek.
You're learning, man. You're learning to the already. Show? How was the show last night? Did people think you were weird by yourself at the New Kids on the Block Debbie Gibson concert?
I was merched out.
All right, I clicked on a story against my better judgment, Bob. I saw this tweet from For the Win.
I'm sorry, Mac lost me on that one.
That was good. The best jersey every NFL team has ever worn.
Now, what did they say for the Chiefs?
I thought, wow, I wonder what the Chiefs selection
Red.
Will be. Chiefs, 1968 to present.
Oh,
Whites. That's what's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Well, there's not much to really say.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just great because some of them have like specific era, you know, like a
right,
5-year window where there were all these whatever. It's like
the white jerseys, the white ones.
Oh, wow.
Oh, great.
But what color face mask was there?
Yeah, that was a big one. That's how you know we're starved for something new when people lost their minds over a gray face mask. We got the gray face mask
so
back.
Anyway, not much.
Yeah, because we get nothing else.
And the write-up is so small. Like some of the
what are you gonna say
teams,
nothing's changed.
Some of the teams have a paragraph or whatever. This one says a clean, crisp hot dog colors for nearly six decades.
Oh my god, hot dog instead of McDonald's, right? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Just give us one. That's all we've ever asked for.
Did you see in
one alternate
we got an email in a couple weeks we're getting the steak, egg, and cheese bagels in studio?
I did not.
Yeah.
I went through a drive-thru.
Yep.
On Metcalf the other day, and they were advertising.
Well, you know who you're thanking
and
for
I
that.
I did. I said, I thanked Joe, and then I had a McMuffin.
You did? You didn't get it? Joe worked for two freaking years to get the damn thing
really,
back.
I pulled in there. I really wanted a sausage McMuffin, so I didn't deviate.
What time of day was this?
Right at the border.
Yeah, right.
10:30.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Buzzer beater.
Right? Yeah. So you got in under the dark of night, if you will. Got that McMuffin.
Yep.
You got to go the steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
But I saw the signage there, and I did a little, you know.
Yeah, right.
To Joe.
Joe's like a TV newsman working for you,
yes,
Josh.
He
got it for us. For two years, this gentleman, I tell the story all the time because I think it's hysterical, somehow found the cell phone number of the CEO of McDonald's and was leaving him messages. Like, this guy, Joe, is brilliant. He wants your job, by the way. He's asked for it. I said, you have to take a major pay cut.
It's
I don't even know that Joe works this at this point in time.
We have some stadium updates.
Yeah, we do.
This on the heels of both Carolina and Jacksonville getting their stadium deals done,
right,
by the way.
Yep.
Carolina yesterday culminated 8 years of work, apparently, because, you know, that stadium is already getting rid of. They're building a SoFi, basically.
Right.
They're building a SoFi stadium and are pretty much doing it half and half, it sounds like, just about.
Yeah. Splitting the costs.
Yeah. Splitting the costs and, you know, team picking up overruns and what have you. And I guess they'll have a new stadium in 2028.
Yeah, they're going to play like a couple of games in Florida and Gainesville and
that one season where they're going to play in Orlando and Gainesville.
Is Hayden Fox going to coach that team, the Orlando team down there?
I believe. Yeah.
And then also they're going to play like three games in London 1 year too, which is cool, man. They got a following in London. I told you when we were over there last year or whatever it was, I saw the only jerseys I saw were Jaguar jerseys.
Every time they do those games, there's still a preponderance of Jags jerseys when they, you know, it's random jersey time at the stadiums overseas. And so they've developed a little bit of a fan base there.
Which is good. The only city that you see Jag jerseys in outside of Jacksonville is London, because you don't see them in the United States anywhere. Nobody knows a Jaguars fan.
Anyway, they got a stadium deal done.
Yeah, and Carolina did too. So I promised you all, for better or worse, sickness and health, that I would share everything that I'm hearing about the stadium update as I get the information that is presented to me. And I got an interesting phone call yesterday, Josh, from a stadium insider that shared a couple of different things. Number one, the Chiefs are now talking with Jackson County. However, they are not talking to Frank White and they are not talking to Mayor L. And that seems to be the status quo for both the teams, not just for the Chiefs or just for the Royals, but both of the teams right now are open to speaking with Jackson County, but they're not speaking to Frank White and they're not speaking to Mayor L, which is fine. That's good. Move on and talk to people who hopefully can get things done and want to support exactly what it is that these teams want to do. Now, I did hear that. Now, this is an interesting one, okay? This is a very interesting one. The insider that I spoke to yesterday feels like, if we're putting odds on it right now, and in the state of Kansas, you can do that, right?
On the stadium?
Wherever. All right, so if
which would be smart, actually.
Oh, hell yes. FanDuel really running odds. Who's going to go first or whatever?
Yeah.
Right, so the stadium insider I spoke to yesterday feels, at this point in time, and again, everything changes, he believes that Kansas is a better opportunity for the Royals, and the Royals are in deeper conversations right now with Kansas than the Chiefs are right now, which last week I had heard the opposite, So like I said, I'm going to just share everything out there that is going on. But what was presented to me was very interesting yesterday, and I want the text line to weigh in on this at 913-586-7610, because it's going to affect every single person for the most part in the metro area.
Okay.
So there is discussions that are being talked about right now of a 3-county, 1/8-cent bi-state tax to keep the Chiefs in Missouri and the Royals to the dot.
Huh.
So Johnson, Wyandotte, and Jackson all getting together, passing a 1/8-cent sales tax to keep the Royals in Missouri, or to keep the Chiefs in Missouri, and to have the Royals move out to Wyandotte County. Now, there's been some discussion with Johnson County about the Royals, but Johnson County's like, we got a lot of bucks invested in this Panasonic thing right now, which I think that they're a little bit in over their head with that one right now that they're dealing with. So they may not have the appetite for the Royals in Johnson County right now. And from whatever I'm hearing is that the Royals kind of like the Legends area right now as in their favor. I don't think anybody has the appetite for a West Bottoms / downtown KCK right now, because the residents there don't believe that's something they want in those parts. And the last time we saw, the residents didn't want something, it didn't go so well around here. So we're probably looking at Legends for the Royals, keeping the Chiefs at the sports complex right now. But the plan is that's being discussed and being talked about. Again, nothing is official, nothing is happening, nothing is written in stone. But the discussion is out there of a possible 3-county, 1/8-cent sales tax by state, Jackson, Johnson, Wyandotte, to keep the Royals, or to move the Royals to the dot and the Chiefs in Missouri.
Interesting.
What do you think about that?
Multiple states.
Yeah.
Right. Which has been an issue.
Right.
Right. We never, ever get along.
Right.
But you have one and one.
Right. This is something for everybody.
Both sides pays a little freight.
Right. What do you think?
Well, I've always been in favor of that.
You're in on that, right?
Like, I never minded if you wanted to do that before and pay some money towards the Missouri side. I didn't care.
Right.
I wanted my team to have nice stuff. And
but how much more appealing is that bi-state tax, knowing the Royals will be in Kansas and the Chiefs will be in Missouri? Each state gets somebody. We all pitch in and share. I think it's the best idea I've heard, right? I think it's the best idea that I've heard. If they could get something like that done. Kansas has a year with the star bonds before they expire. So time is a little bit of the essence on the Kansas side of the state line, because when you pass the star bond legislation like they did, 1 year to the day, you have to use those star bonds. If not, then you got to start the process over. So the 1/8 cent sales tax, vote on the text line today, yay or nay, at 913-586-7610. Would you be in favor of a 1/8 cent bi-state sales tax in the counties of Johnson, Jackson, Wyandotte? Yes or no, are you in favor
of that? I once used Johnson, Wyandotte, and Jackson for some estate planning. They were really good.
They were great. Yeah.
For the 913, why would Joco join and not get the benefit? You know?
Well, because you're going to have the team in Kansas. I mean, it is what it is, you know, type of thing, just to get more money, generate more.
Well, I understand they want to generate more money, but if Johnson, what's Johnson County get out of it?
The ability to have the Royals in Kansas, keep the team in the metro area. I mean, you just don't have to live in a county. I mean, we've been.
But you do. You'd have to benefit from what engine is that driving from Johnson County? Would be my question.
Yeah, like, well, I'm sure there's some residuals on the backside that they're going to get out of this deal.
I don't think
they
say, hey, let's loop them in too. You got to throw them something, right?
So yeah. I'm sure there's something.
I don't know the answer to
that. You know what I mean? I could text and find out what answer is to that.
What are they asking for?
Right, right.
What are they getting out of this?
Right.
You know, they get the first right of jerseys or I don't know, you know, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Ticket priority.
I'm sure there will be something, you know, out of the deal.
You know what I'm saying? Like ticket priority or better parking. I don't know. Whatever.
Discount on hot dogs.
Yeah. Something like, hey, I'm Joco. Like, oh, okay, cool. You get an upsized.
Exactly.
You get an upsized beverage. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, no, I do find it interesting.
But what is Wyandotte County getting out of the deal? What is Jackson County getting out of? They're getting out the opportunity to have the team.
Well,
they're physically
having the team.
Right. But what does that do for Joe Resident? You know, like, because what you guys have just said are things that would benefit Joe Resident, the taxpayer.
I'm not saying I'm not for benefiting the entire region, but we don't do stuff like that.
Right.
So I'm asking. So I'm
going to ask you, what is Wyandotte and Jackson County getting out of it?
The stadiums.
Okay, but what is that giving the resident, though?
And the ability to drive revenue in that particular jurisdiction by doing other things.
Right.
And all the residual benefits of that.
But I will say that's the same for me. That's the same for Johnson County. Keeping both of those teams here, regardless of where they are, is the benefit.
That's not how it's done.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not going to build an airport. I'm not building an airport in Kansas or Missouri to benefit Kansas. Oh, wait, I should. And I have, but it's never thought of that way for a team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the airport you could pitch is, well, it's everybody's airport, right? And everybody goes, oh yeah, I guess it is.
Right.
With teams, we never do that.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
So yeah.
Around here, maybe we've never done that. Well, I don't know.
We build a mall. Well, you get to that mall. It's a pretty cool mall, right? Well, I don't know. It's not my neighborhood. Why don't I get out of it? Well, there's a mall.
I guess
you know, there's ability to shop there if you want to. So it's just never thought of that way. That's why I'm curious as to what they're pitching as, well, here's what you would get out of it, rather than, oh, we actually need you because of the tax base.
See, because the way that I look at it is you get out of it, teams are staying in the metro area. And I guess that's how I view it. I don't view it as, well, what's in it for me? Like, that's not kind of the way.
You're doing it wrong.
Well, I'm not doing it wrong. That's just not the way that I do
understand.
It. Like, I'm here for the greater good of Kansas City. And if Jackson County, Johnson County, and Wyandotte have to pay an extra 1/8 cent sales tax to keep our teams in the metro, then I'm a winner.
Sure.
Then I win.
If I really don't want to do it, then I drive to a different jurisdiction, don't pay the 8 cents.
Right. Like, I mean, and then you waste your money on gas.
Correct.
You know,
you spend more
exactly.
on gas to get there.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So I guess I don't know. I think I never really thought about it. Like, what's in it for me? Like, if we're going to go down this route of every stinking individual asking what's in it for me, then we're never going to get anything
done. But that's how it works.
No, it doesn't. What's better for the greater good of the greatest number of people?
But that's that You tell me all the time that I'm pie in the sky. This is pie in the sky. I'm giving the reality of it. People want to know what's in it for me.
That's a natural question. I never thought of it that way.
I'm fixing sports and it doesn't work because it's business. Yeah. You're fixing business and I'm telling you, well, it's
what's also, in it for me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, the teams are here. You get to go to the games instead of them going to Nashville. That's what I would say. Your teams are still here in brand new stadiums that you get to use.
Well, then if you say that, you know what happens? You're mongering fear again.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yes. From the 913, more freaking tax. Tired of this. Well, that's life, man. What, at an eighth of a cent? I mean, come on. They can't offer anything lower than an eighth. They wanted to go lower than an eighth. They can't offer anything lower than an eighth by law.
Do you ever try to cut a penny?
I mean, an eighth. If you're going to get bent over an eighth of a cent sales tax.
Laser cutting or anything.
My God.
So Wayne, would you be in favor of a bi state proposal?
Yeah.
Interesting. 913-586-7610. Also there, you can send in any topic. It's back for a limited time only. It is called Shout It Out. You text in the topic. We discuss it next. You pick the music on the way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Include your name so new producer Mac can give you the credit.
Yeah, that was Jason in Fort Myers. He said this was for you, Josh. Please don't go.
Mm.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm. It's a good little ditty.
Yeah, it is.
I love the lyrics. Like they knocked it out of the park with these.
Sometimes
right?
You just keep it simple, right? And they're looking around like, anybody got another lyric? I'm out.
Right. I'm out of lyrics, man.
Was this like dubstep back in the day, basically?
This is like you put a glow stick in your mouth and you're dancing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get right to it. It's back for a limited time only. It's called Shout It Out. You pick the topic at 913-586-7610. And we discuss it. It's brought to you loosely by Cannabets.
Yep.
Speaking of Cannabets, from the 913, I love peaches, my favorite fruit. However, there's no good peach-flavored lemonade on the market.
It's true.
I've tried them all. Very distressed about this. Please sell good peach lemonade at Cannabets.
All right, Josh, you're in on that, right?
It seems like if there's none out there, where would I find it?
Well, you're going to make it. That's what he's trying to get you to do, or she's trying to get you to do. Invent a good peach lemonade.
In addition to doing that, we'll make peach-flavored lemonade.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Are you looking everywhere? Are you looking high and low for that peach lemonade? Because I like peach Snapple. Like, that's made from the best stuff on earth.
That's what they say, yeah.
Whatever happened to the Snapple lady? I liked her.
Budget cuts. 913, shout out to the rain we got last night. Let's keep that grass green.
Yeah, I was just talking to my friend via text message, and I'm like, oh, we really needed that rain last night. And then I said, you know what? That's like as an old person conversation as you can get, but we do need the rain. We've been in a drought around here. I don't know if you saw what's going on in Iowa and South Dakota on the border there with the Missouri River. They took out a bridge, and all that water is now going to wash down here to the Missouri River in our area, raise the river levels, because the river, I'm very big on water. I spend too much time. I had a conversation over the weekend about why the Colorado River is really the only river that runs towards the Pacific side of the country. Why didn't we invent more rivers that run that way to feed the West? Like, I've got way too much time on my hands.
Hmm.
And you're the one retiring. Here I am talking about water, and I told my friend, let's meet at McDonald's tomorrow to talk about this because it's already too late in the day for caffeine.
From the 816, someone's disputing, you said you can't go lower than an 8 cent.
Right.
Said, Bob, that's not true. You go lower than an eighth. Dispensaries are selling 1G nugs now. Shout that out. LOL.
Well played. Okay. There you go. Well played. Nice.
Bacon Slaw checks in with a flat top grill idea. Chopped cheese sandwiches. Add green peppers and season with adobo. Wrap it up tightly in wax paper. You're welcome. That from Bacon Slaw.
I don't get it. What's a chopped cheese sandwich?
Chopped cheese.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up.
Did he mean grilled cheese? And like Siri thought grilled was chopped? Because that's very possible, because Siri sucks.
But chopped would also sound fancier if you're going to throw that in the flat top.
I know. That's That's why I'm calling it.
From the 816, are people going to the USA game on Monday? I feel like there's no buzz about it and a lot of tickets still available. I'm with you. No, there's not a lot of buzz.
No. It's summertime, too, man.
There's not about a lot of buzz about it.
Royals are home.
No,
they're actually off that day.
I think the Euro has more buzz than the Copa America. That's all.
Well, doesn't it usually? Aren't those better teams anyway? I
mean, it feels that way.
At the Copa.
816, shout out to the Marlins broadcast and their coverage of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Paul in Tampa Town.
There you go. Like that.
I think, you know what? And this is a big tip of the cap to Bob Kendrick. He goes on with everybody.
Oh, God, yes.
And does a terrific job. And all the broadcasters love him because he'll come on and share stories. And he has done a remarkable job of marketing around Major League Baseball.
He may be the best marketer next to Kathy Nelson we've seen in Kansas City. Yeah. Like for the city and for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, Bob Kendrick and Kathy Nelson make a dream team.
It's awesome that all these broadcasts are welcome to doing it too, which has been
It's really
great.
Too bad that like Kathy and Bob Kendrick didn't do the stadium deal. That thing would have gotten done instead of Elle and Frank.
Shout it out to Gatorade.
Is it in
From Mike in Denver. He says it is. He's been drinking like 3 to 4 per day.
Oh, wow. So, hot out there in Denver.
Yeah,
huh?
Hot out there in Denver.
Yeah.
Mike also says he'll only go to the stadium in Missouri. So,
okay.
If the new stadium is not built in Missouri, then I'm out.
You're out,
no
huh?
No more renovations either. Mike in Denver. From the 816, I have to work at my boss's $1 million home today.
Oh,
I hate working on my boss's $1 million home.
I can imagine, because if you make a mistake, he knows that you made that mistake, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Did it storm last night from the 913? It did. Woke up to a cracked windshield.
Ooh, God, that's no good.
Never fun.
Too bad.
Never fun. Shout out to my car's O2 sensor. The most useless car part in existence from the 816. Okay.
A lot of sensors that are useless.
Yeah.
Most of them are. They just want you to take it into the dealership to get a repair job done.
Speaking of fruit from the 785, I forgot how little fruit you get from a whole fresh pineapple. Took me longer to cut it up than it did my two kids to eat it all. And they left me like 3 pieces.
Yeah.
That happens.
I used to core the pineapples when I worked at the grocery store as a kid. When you have the machine to do it, so much easier.
Leewood looks down on chopped cheeses.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Leewood wants full cheeses.
I don't even know what that means, and I still think it's funny.
Leewood, I want a full cheese.
Yeah.
I looked up chopped cheese. I really still don't get it.
No,
I seems don't. Like a hamburger.
Yeah.
A hamburger?
Chopped cheese is like a hamburger on a hero roll. Usually pre-shaped patty, topped with adobo seasoning, sautéed with onions, broken up to pieces, and topped with American cheese.
Huh.
So it's like chipped beef covered in American cheese?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Originated in New York.
Yeah.
Shout out to the cold front from the 816. 69 versus 89 at 7 a.m.
Nice.
For the 816, shout out to Duluth for keeping the boys nice and cool.
So I'll ask a follow up on that one. I can't see paying like $35 for
you get
underwear.
Them on sale. You get them on sale.
Have you had them before?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
have,
yeah.
And
the cooling ones are kind of fun. Yeah.
How long does that last, though?
I mean, it doesn't wear forever, but
no.
I think if you know that they are, you have also have a little mindset of
a little placebo. Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Have you worn them?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay, the Duluth ones, are not bad. But
I just wear the 32 degrees from Costco and call it a day.
Just wait for the sales.
I've just never been an underwear guy.
Oh, yeah. That's
right?
The way
like,
to go,
it's
yeah.
just, like, I wear underwear, but I never, like, invested in underwear before.
See, I thought you were saying you're just pure commando all the time.
There was a time, but back in my 20s. Pants fit better then. But like, I've just never like been one, like I'll invest in other things, but I've never been a guy that's invested in underwear before. It's nice to know Josh is.
I'll wear them till they're,
But like the cooling sensation, I want to get back to that. Like if you wash them, is it gone? Is there a spray? You got to shoot in there every single time?
No, it's got some magic in there.
Yeah, come on.
But how long does the magic last?
They're cool.
Yeah.
They have a cool sensation to them at all times. Mm-hmm. And I think there is actually the placebo
for
effect.
Sure.
As Mac mentioned.
Where confidence is key.
You feel like it's there.
For the 816, remember when Spectre used to get new underwear like every 6 months?
Wow.
And socks.
And socks.
I need to do socks.
Yeah.
You get the new socks. It is great.
For the first wear. Yes, no, it's amazing.
But when you get through that whole, I mean, if you buy the big package, you're like, gosh, why didn't I buy socks sooner?
Yeah.
You know?
But for the first run, they're fantastic.
Oh, they're
and
so
they, why they're fine. This sock.
So
yeah.
After the 816, maybe that's what's wrong with my wife, a bad O2 sensor. Someone says, that's great. That's great. football scrimmage between Mill. Oh, sorry, I lost that one. Mill Valley, Wichita Northwest, and Staley today.
Is that allowed? Is that a secret scrimmage?
You go get them. Yeah, I was gonna say if it's not secret, it's out.
Yeah,
and also, you know, it's gonna be hot later. And for the 785 is Dan Kilgore practicing today. Well done.
Man, we don't know that. Yeah,
done. That'll do it for today's edition of Shout It Out. It's back for a limited time only.
Right,
as long as I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Can we find, I might have to make the musical request for the next segment. Can we find Christmas in Kansas City?
Oh, yeah.
Because we might need
it. Yeah, we may need it. Next. Yeah, yes. I'll tell you what, a couple of years ago, we had a storm come through, right? And you know what it was like. It rained last night. Maybe you got some damage to your roof. But when that storm came through a couple of years ago, we did have roof damage. And I called my friend Jimmy, who works out at Manning Roofing. And I said, hey, Jimmy, I think we were hit pretty bad by the storm. Can you come take a look at our roof and see what's going on? And Jimmy said, yeah, we'll be out there later on today. That day, Manning Roofing came out to our house and conducted a storm damage assessment. Manning told us what was wrong and how we could fix it right away. And the guys at Manning Roofing were there when we needed them the most. Within a week, we had a new roof and gutters on our home, and I had the peace of mind I needed knowing our house was secure, safe, and back to normal. Manning Roofing not only came out and did all the repairs, but they handled everything. They took everything off our plate. They made so much, they made it so easy to get the new roof taken care of, and I love those guys over at Manning Roofing because, like I said, when we needed them, they were there for us that day. Manning Roofing is the roofing company I trust for my home and my family, and it should be the one you trust as well. Plus, Manning Roofing is always giving back to the Kansas City community. You see them at a ton of events all over the metro, supporting so many great nonprofits here in town. So you can set up an appointment today at manninggc.com. That's manninggc.com. If you think you may need a new roof or you're hit by a storm, get those guys from Manning Roofing out today. manninggc.com. Manning is my one-stop shop for roof, gutter, siding, and windows. Give them a call, 816-448-8208. That's 816-448-8208. The choice is simple. Manning Roofing.
This doesn't make the movie. I'm going to be ticked.
Oh, it's a bit better. I know it's a Hallmark movie. So
I've co-opted the request line.
Yep.
For this segment only.
On this Way Back Wednesday, this goes to a Josh in
Christmas
Kansas City.
In Kansas City by Brad something, right?
Brad Tilson, I think, is the guy's name, right?
Brad Millison.
Millison.
Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't there a Mark Tilson?
This comes on the heels of that major announcement yesterday.
Huge announcement
involving
yesterday.
Involving the Chiefs and Hallmark, who have teamed up this holiday season for a movie, holiday movie in partnership that will have audiences everywhere cheering touchdown, according to the release.
They'll be saying touchdown.
Tyler Hines, Hunter King, and Ed Begley Jr. star in the new original movie, Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. The movie begins production next month and will film entirely in Kansas City, Missouri, including the iconic.
I'm not watching it if it's not filmed in Kansas.
The iconic GEHA field at Arrowhead Stadium, marking the first time the loudest stadium in the world has been used as a filming location in a Hallmark movie.
Well, I didn't think it'd be in any other commercials.
In Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story, Elena Higman is sure that her family's lifelong history as Kansas City Chiefs superfans makes them a frontrunner to win the team's Fan of the Year contest.
Pause for a second. Is this really the right time to be doing a movie on Chiefs superfans?
Yeah, it's going to turn them in the right direction. Derek, director of fan engagement, is tasked with evaluating how Elena and her family stack up against the other two finalists. As the pair spends time together, it's clear there's a spark between them. But when her grandfather's vintage Chiefs good luck winter hat goes missing, Elena begins to doubt everything she believed about fate, destiny, and even questions her future with Derek. Unless, that is, a little Christmas magic can throw a Hail Mary. The film marks the ultimate celebration of the long-standing collaboration between two pioneering KC-based brands, officially uniting the Hallmarkies and the Chiefs Kingdom like never before.
Hallmarkies?
That's what it says, yeah.
Are those descendants of Swifties?
I believe so. In fact, over 50% of Hallmark Channel viewers also watch sports. So there you go.
Yeah, well, hell yes, yeah. Everybody I know that watches those movies is a huge sports fan. My wife, Marge from the Royals.
So, yeah. My daughter's thrilled.
I'm thrilled, too. I think this is going to be fun.
So
let me guess what happens. Derek falls in love with her, and they get together, and they live happily ever after, and they see the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
And she doesn't worry about being fan of the
No, because she found her Derek. Love. Yeah, she found Derek, right? Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
All of a sudden, fan of the year doesn't matter because she found
love. That's right. Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable.
It's going to be great. And I've heard from a little bird, Josh, I'm not going to say who, but I heard from a little bird that they're going to be casting for extras. Mm. So I'm going to try to find my way down there and be in that movie.
Yep. You and Cody will be fighting in line.
Yeah. Well, Cody will try to cut everybody. He's going to think people know who he is and they aren't. They've already reached out to me to be an extra. Cody's begging to be an extra.
I mean, they're going to shoot on a game day and I'd be a natural.
Need to be in this too.
To have an interview with, with the fan of the year candidate.
Because Hallmark always does realistic things in their movies. So the sideline guy interviewing fan of the year candidate.
It's a natural.
Absolutely.
I think it's a natural. I don't even think I have to audition. I think you'll just be there on a game day and I'm there for you.
Yeah.
Hallmark.
Do you think Andy Reid is going to be making a cameo in this? Because if anybody in this town needs to be making a cameo, like a local KC celebrity, there needs to be an Andy Reid sighting. And I'm not talking as the football coach or anything like that. Like they walk into a local diner. Yes. He's just sitting in there at like the counter having a cup of coffee or something like that. Are you on board with that?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Nuggies?
Yeah, some nuggies or 60 cheeseburgers.
Exactly.
Or, you know, whatever the case may be. Like Andy Reid can't be Andy Reid in this movie.
No.
He needs to be townsfolk.
Yeah, he could even own the diner.
Yeah, or the cook at the diner.
Yeah, the cook at the diner. Yeah,
something like that. Because, you know, they always go into some sort of diner or whatever. You know, you can film that in Brookside. Michael Forbes is closing, so that space will be available. You can go down there and, you know, take over that location.
So many possibilities.
Or Andy's the host in a tuxedo. Or like, Andy's in this movie in some way. The problem is, though, they're going to be filming now, and we're up at training camp and doing all of that kind of stuff. So it may be tough. But you know what? Hey, Andy can just turn the thing over to Matt for a couple of days and go out there and do his thing and make sure that he's in this. He's got to be. And I don't even care if it's Matt, a speaking role or something, but Andy's in there going, yeah, good job out of you or something.
Because there's, you know, part of this, that's not real, right? So you have Matt be the coach.
Oh, that's
Andy's
right.
Andy's the town folk.
Andy's the town folk. That. Yeah. Get Nagy ready to be the coach. Yeah. So they can say, see, back in the day, Hallmark predicted this was going to happen. Yeah.
Or somebody said, points out, maybe Andy is secretly Santa Claus in this. I mean, it's a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie.
I don't hate that.
That's too cliche.
I don't hate
Andy
it.
Needs to make an appearance when you're not expecting Andy to make an appearance. Okay, that's why Santa Claus doesn't count. That's why being the head football coach doesn't count. I want it to be one of those moments where you're watching, you go, holy crap, I think that was Andy Reid sitting at the counter eating cheeseburgers. And then you see the credit, man at counter, Andy Reid.
I feel like there's an easy Kelsey cameo, like an easy one.
Right.
He drops some love line in there and boom, he's out quick.
Yeah.
You know.
Here's what happens.
You have to find love.
Somebody
when
falls
you least
on the ice in Brookside, and Travis Kelce picks her up and carries her,
or something like that. Love line, I think. When you're least looking for it, it's there.
It's there.
Derek and what was her name?
No. I got it.
Elena and Derek.
I got it. No, I got it. The storyline works like this: at the end, Elena and Derek kiss. And Travis pops up and says, "Karma's the guy that works for the Chiefs."
Wow, the possibilities here are just.
Do you like that one? I like it.
I hope they're
actually
not just looking for extras. I hope they're looking for plot help.
Yeah, Yeah, because we can help him with that.
Yeah, come on, we got that.
Everybody's here.
How many times has the mayor already called trying to get in this thing? He saw a camera. Ooh, put me in it.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF HD2 Liberty and Odyssey Station. And
we don't need every meal being ribs.
No.
Okay. No. We do not need Chiefsaholic's lawyer in this.
We don't.
Well, do we?
I beg to differ.
We don't need X Factor.
Touchdown.
I think the lawyer helps make the case for the family
of why they should be
fans of the year.
Oh, good. Yes, I do like that. Yes, I do like that. Yes.
There's one thing I know about
yeah
Elena's family is that they are true Chiefs fans.
From the beginning of this case, folks, the government has been blitzing and Xavier's pocket was collapsing. But today, Xavier stepped into the pressure. He took responsibility for his actions. He stood up in court, humble and repentant, and admitted what he had done. Now, if I know anything about Xavier, and if the Chiefs Kingdom knows anything about Chiefsaholic,
we don't.
We know that he doesn't give up. We know that if he stumbled and he fell, he didn't let his knee touch the ground. And that's because he's capable of doing a great thing. And he knows that there's still hope. We still have a lot of work to do on his case, but Xavier wants everyone to know that he loves the Chiefs Kingdom, he loves Kansas City, and he hopes that you'll rally to his support.
He's going to have to speed it up. He's going to be in the movie.
Yeah.
I think he's got a shot.
Too slow for the movie.
I think I would have him as, you know, like a character witness for the for Elena's family.
Yeah. From the 913, it should be called Three Ace of Love, a Frank White story.
Jeez. Did Chiefsaholic steal the hat from Golden? That's the story is the hat goes missing. The good luck winter hat. The vintage
touchdown.
Chiefs good luck winter hat goes missing.
That's right.
That sends the story askew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want Spags in it. That's who I want the cameo.
I want Spags serving meatballs to the family.
Yes.
Make Maria's meatballs for the movie. Let's go. Mm. Boy, could she cook. Oh.
Man, the endless possibilities. So, holiday touchdown, a Chiefs love story coming to Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
Soon.
It says from the 816, Taylor Swift sings the soundtrack. I don't know that Hallmark could give the cut. You see him at a ton of events all over the metro supporting so many great nonprofits here in town. So you can set up an appointment today at manninggc.com. That's manninggc.com. If you think you may need a new roof or you're hit by a storm, get those guys from Manning Roofing out today. manninggc.com. Manning is my one-stop shop for roof, gutter, siding, and windows. Give them a call. 816-448-8208. That's 816-448-8208. The choice is simple. Manning Roofing.
This doesn't make the movie. I'm going to be ticked.
Oh, it's a bit better. I mean, it's a Hallmark movie. So
I've co-opted the request line
yep.
For this segment only.
On this way back Wednesday, this goes to a Josh in Kansas City.
In Kansas City by Brad something, right?
Brad Tilson, I think, is the guy's name, yeah. Right?
Brad Millison.
Millison.
Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't there a Mark Tilson?
This comes on the heels of that major announcement yesterday.
Huge announcement
involving
yesterday.
Involving the Chiefs and Hallmark, who have teamed up this holiday season for a movie, holiday movie in partnership that will have audiences everywhere cheering touchdown, according to the release.
They'll be saying touchdown.
Tyler Hines, Hunter King, and Ed Begley Jr. star in the new original movie, Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. The movie begins production next month and will film entirely in Kansas City, Missouri, including the iconic.
I'm not watching it if it's not filmed in Kansas.
The iconic GEHA field at Arrowhead Stadium. Marking the first time the loudest stadium in the world has been used as a filming location in a Hallmark movie.
Well, I didn't think it'd be in any other commercials.
In Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story, Elena Higman is sure that her family's lifelong history as Kansas City Chiefs superfans makes them a frontrunner to win the team's Fan of the Year contest.
Pause for a second. Is this really the right time to be doing a movie on Chiefs superfans?
Yeah, it's going to turn them in the right direction. Derek, director of fan engagement, is tasked with evaluating how Elena and her family stack up against the other two finalists. As the pair spends time together, it's clear there's a spark between them. But when her grandfather's vintage Chiefs good luck winter hat goes missing, Elena begins to doubt everything she believed about fate, destiny, and even questions her future with Derek. Unless, that is, a little Christmas magic can throw a Hail Mary. The film marks the ultimate celebration of the longstanding collaboration between two pioneering KC-based brands, officially uniting the Hallmarkies and the Chiefs Kingdom like never before.
Hallmarkies?
That's what it says, yeah.
Are those descendants of Swifties?
I believe so. In fact, over 50% of Hallmark Channel viewers also watch sports. So there you go.
Yeah, well, hell yes, yeah. Everybody I know that watches those movies is a huge sports fan. My wife, Marge from the Royals.
So, yeah. My daughter's thrilled.
I'm thrilled, too. I think this is going to be fun.
So
let me guess what happens. Derek falls in love with her, and they get together, and they live happily ever after, and they see the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
And she doesn't worry about being fan of the
No, because she found her Derek. Love. Yeah, she found Derek, right? Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
All of a sudden, Fan of the Year doesn't matter because she found love.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable.
It's going to be great. And I've heard from a little bird, Josh. I'm not going to say who, but I heard from a little bird that they're going to be casting for extras. Mm. So I'm going to try to find my way down there and be in that movie.
Yep. You and Cody will be fighting in line.
Yeah. Well, Cody will try to cut everybody. He's going to think people know who he is and they aren't. They've already reached out to me to be an extra. Cody's begging to be an extra.
I mean, they're going to shoot on a game day and I'd be a natural.
You need to be in this too.
To have an interview with, with the Fan of the Year candidate.
Because Hallmark always does realistic things in their movies. So the sideline guy interviewing Fan of the Year candidate.
It's a natural.
Absolutely.
I think it's a natural. I don't even think I have to audition. I think you'll just be there on a game day and I'm there for you.
Yeah.
Hallmark.
Do you think Andy Reid is going to be making a cameo in this? Because if anybody in this town needs to be making a cameo, like a local KC celebrity, there needs to be an Andy Reid sighting. And I'm not talking as the football coach or anything like that. Like they walk into a local diner. Yes. He's just sitting in there at like the counter having a cup of coffee or something like that. Are you on board with that?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Some nuggies?
Yeah, some nuggies or 60 cheeseburgers or, you know, whatever the case may be. Like Andy Reid can't be Andy Reid in this movie.
No.
He needs to be townsfolk.
Yeah, he could even own the diner.
Yeah, or the cook at the diner.
Yeah, the cook at the diner. Yeah,
something like that. Because, you know, they always go into some sort of diner or whatever. You know, you can film that in Brookside. Michael Forbes is closing, so that space will be available. You can go down there and, you know, take over that location.
So many possibilities.
Or Andy's the host in a tuxedo. Or like, Andy's in this movie in some way. The problem is, though, they're going to be filming now, and we're up at training camp and doing all of that kind of stuff. So it may be tough. But you know what? Hey, Andy can just turn the thing over to Matt for a couple of days and go out there and do his thing and make sure that he's in this. He's got to be. And I don't even care if it's Matt, a speaking role or something, but Andy's in there going, yeah, good job out of you or something.
Because there's, you know, part of this, it's I hate to bring it, that's not real, right? So you have Matt be the coach.
Oh, that's
Andy's
right.
Andy's the town folk.
Andy's the town like folk, that. Yeah. Get Nagy ready to be the coach. Yeah, so they can say, see, back in the day, Hallmark predicted this was going to happen. Yeah.
Or somebody said points out, maybe Andy is secretly Santa Claus in this. I mean, it's a
could
Christmas
be.
Movie.
It is a Christmas movie.
I don't hate that.
That's too cliche.
I don't hate
Andy
it.
Needs to make an appearance when you're not expecting Andy to make an appearance. Okay, that's why Santa Claus doesn't count. That's why being the head football coach doesn't count. I want it to be one of those moments where you're watching, you go, holy crap, I think that was Andy Reid sitting at the counter eating cheeseburgers. And then you see the credit, man at counter, Andy Reid.
I feel like there's an easy Kelsey cameo, like an easy one.
Right.
He drops some love line in there and boom, he's out.
He's out.
Quick.
Yeah.
You know.
Or here's what happens.
You have to find love.
Somebody
when you
falls
least
on the ice in Brookside, and Travis Kelce picks her up and carries her, or something like that.
It's got a love line, I think. Like you know, when you're least looking for it, it's there.
It's there.
Derek and what was her name?
Or no,
Derek
no, 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 no
Elena and Derek.
I got it. No, I got it. The storyline works like this. At the end, Elena and Derek kiss, and Travis pops up and says, Karma's the guy that works for the Chiefs.
Wow. The possibilities here are just...
Do you like that one? I like it.
I hope they're
actually
not just looking for extras. I hope they're looking for plot help.
Yeah. Yeah, because we can help them with that.
Everybody's come on, here. We got that.
Everybody's here.
How many times has the mayor already called trying to get in this thing? He saw a camera. Ooh, put me in it.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station.
And we don't need every meal being ribs.
No.
Okay? No. We do not need Chiefsaholic's lawyer in this.
We don't?
Well, do we?
I beg to differ.
We don't need X Factor.
Touchdown!
I think the lawyer helps make the case for the family
of why they should be
fans of the year.
Oh, good. Yes, I do like that. Yes, I do like that. Yes.
There's one thing I know about
yeah
Elena's family is that they are true Chiefs fans.
From the beginning of this case, folks, the government has been blitzing, and Xavier's pocket was collapsing. But today, Xavier stepped into the pressure. He took responsibility for his actions. He stood up in court, humble and repentant, and admitted what he had done. Now, if I know anything about Xavier, and if the Chiefs Kingdom knows anything about Chiefsaholic,
we don't.
We know that he doesn't give up. We know that if he stumbled and he fell, he didn't let his knee touch the ground. And that's because he's capable of doing a great thing. And he knows that there's still hope. We still have a lot of work to do on his case, but Xavier wants everyone to know that he loves the Chiefs Kingdom, he loves Kansas City, and he hopes that you'll rally to his support.
He's going to have to speed it up. He's going to be in the movie.
Yeah.
I think he's got a shot.
Too slow for the movie.
I think I would have him as, you know, like a character witness for the for Elena's family.
Yeah. From the 913, it should be called Three Ace of Love, a Frank White story.
Jeez. Did Chiefsaholic steal the hat from Golden? That's the story is the hat goes missing. The good luck winter hat. The vintage
touchdown.
Chiefs good luck winter hat goes missing.
That's right.
That sends the story askew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want Spags in it. That's who I want the cameo.
I want Spags serving meatballs to the family.
Yes.
Make Maria's meatballs for the movie. Let's go. Mm. Boy, could she cook. Oh.
Man, the endless possibilities. So, Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story coming to Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
Soon.
It says from the 816, Taylor Swift sings the soundtrack. I don't know that Hallmark could give the company to Taylor Swift to be enough money to have her do the soundtrack, right?
They do nothing for free.
Yeah. But in all honesty, this is one of the cooler things ever. This is, again, showing you how powerful this brand has become, Josh. And they're looking for more ways to grow the brand, right? They've already conquered Germany. They've already conquered the United States.
Pop culture.
Now, pop culture. Now we're going to conquer Hallmark. Like,
sure.
I think it's outstanding. Like, again, just sit back for a second and rewind just a year and what we've accomplished and what we've seen in a year just with this Chiefs brand. We thought the coup de grace was Travis Kelce hanging out with a king and a family that wore crowns with Taylor Swift. And then he was in the concert. And now Hallmark is doing a movie based on the Chiefs, not the Cowboys, not the Packers, the Chiefs. You want to tell me who America's team is? It's Kansas City, baby.
All right, let's get to
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.